Blog Talk Radio.
The cards are relying on me. Shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain. Give him the victory. Again and again, again and again. Give him the victory. Oh, the conquering lion shall break every chain. The conquering lion.
Talking about nobody knows the mysteries of God. So I find that simply interesting because, see, the mysteries of God, we know the mysteries of God. And so I called and told him, I say, for you read in your Bible clearly tells you there will come a time when everything would be revealed and it would be no more mysteries of God or who God was. And so in order for you to understand that, you had to understand this word mystery. Because, see, mysteries is heavy esoteric knowledge that is talked about in the Bible, the mysteries of God. All you could hear Paul talking about the mysteries of God. You got that word in the Bible over 200 times. But a mystery is a secret society. What we call the Masons right now, Brother Drew, what we call the Masons was called first the mystery. You know how we study. We study in a chronological order. And if you are a Mason, if you ever join the Masonic Lodge, well, you don't even have to do that no more, Brother Drew. They can go down to Pan Africa bookstore and ask to buy, I don't think it's no more than $10 or $15, a third degree, signs and symbols of the third degree of a Master Mason, Scottish Rite. Now, she got both Masons in there. She got the Duncan Masons, she got the Scottish Rite Masons, because I send my people down that's studying to get certain books, you know, people that's interested in it. So what we going to come out of this book today and explain some stuff that you don't know nothing about when you up under this religion called Christianity. You'll believe that the mysteries of God was a mystery to anybody. The word God is not a mystery in 2018. He's not a mystery to us because we can explain where God come from. When I was a little old boy, Brother Drew, I used to ask all the females in my family, starting with big mamas and aunties and cousins, I would always ask the question where God come from, and the answer I got out of them was, don't worry where God come from. He just come from. Nobody knows where God come from. But when I would ask my daddy and my uncle and my grandpa and my great-great-grandpa, especially my great-great-grandpa and my daddy, when I would ask them, who could the first thing come out of their mouth is, God's apostle. But see, you had to know the knowledge of apostle and what they mean, because he's talking in a parable to me that he says, hell, boy, God's a possum. So what do a possum do? A possum play dead and get up after you leave and start walking around like nothing happened. That's who they would tell me who God was. Well, now I understand now at 73 years old why Dad and them call him a possum. And they didn't explain shit to me. I had to go out and figure that shit out for myself. It's because all gods came from the east to the west. And when they got their ass over here, they were dead, Brother Drew. Every god that came over here was dead. So that's why Dad and them was calling them possums. They were dead over there and got up over here and started walking around, and people started believing that they was alive, calling themselves different religion. But every god that came from the east to the west was dead when they got over here. Their people and their priesthood came over here to the western hemisphere in the 9th century. In the 9th century, the first god that came over here was brought over here by Leif Erik the Red. Leif Erik the Red brought three gods over here, Wooten, Thorn, and Frigid, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Those three gods. Those were the first gods that came over here. In the 12th century, the Spaniards came over here with a god called Jesus Cristo. In the 12th century, some Englishmen came over here and brought a god named Jesus Christ. And then in the 14th century, some Anglo-Saxons came over here and brought a God named Jesus Christ over here. During the slave trade, the slave people brought Ephah over here in Islam. This is how these gods got over here in the Western Hemisphere, in the land of Hayah. This is when they all came to Hayah country. And like I tell them, Brother Jew, you remember when Richard Pryor say, "Boy, you done landed on Mr. Gilmore's property." When you came to the Western Hemisphere, you done landed on Amanyah, Hayah, Hashem property. And you come over here bringing all your crazy-ass nonsense that it's got. So Amanyah let you run with the cart for a while before she starts snatching back on you like she's doing right now and start killing you. But she always sent a messenger to you to explain stuff to you why it's that away. We that messenger, Brother Drew. But, you know, they say they don't believe the message. See, they didn't believe Noah for 120 years. They didn't believe Noah. And then, boop, there it is. We got the story. But for 120 years, nobody believed Noah that they butt was going to get killed by a flood. Nobody believed him. That's an example. And that was across the water. The flood did not come over here. Nowhere in the rocks, nowhere in the trees that the flood come over here. See, if the flood had to come over here, the rocks and the trees tell us a story. Brother Drew, the ancient people know that, and you and I, the ancient, will tell you. The rocks tell you where the flood ended, and it didn't come over here in the Western Hemisphere. And so we already see what Hayah do to you. We already see what Amanyah do to you right now. Have you noticed the weather? Amanyah always kill you with the weather. Brother Drew, she don't kill you no other way. No other way that we have on file that Amanyah, when you see the weather like it is, nobody understand the weather is puzzling. When the days looks like Sodom and Gomorrah, she kill you. It's point blank. It ain't no if and and. She sends some messengers to you to warn you and explain certain things to you. So it won't be no mystery to you. You won't be running around hollering, "It's a mystery of God." Because, see, God, the mysteries of God, now I'm going to come out of the third degree Masonic order, esoteric knowledge, what they'll say. They'll tell you about the ancient teaching and what was ancient and what is the free and accepting Mason and what was ancient, starting with Imhotep. Imhotep is the father of the mysteries. But he had taken some other knowledge and he made a mystery of them, which other nation of people was influenced by what Imhotep the fourth said of Egypt. That's according to the Masons, is what the Masons said. And that teaching spread it throughout all of Egypt, India, Persia, Phoenicia, Greek, Rome, Gaul, Britain, and other countries, the teaching of what Imhotep said. And so this is where you find the birth of the Messiah. Out of that teaching came religion, and the three religions that deal with it to the max of Imhotep is Judaism, Christianity, in Islam. Now, by us narrowing it down like that, Brother Drew, and the Scottish Rite Masons, then when we can see that, when we narrow it down and that we have narrowed it down to that, then we can see that who is right, who is wrong, what happened, when it happened, which is the revised version as we speak. So who fell away from the original teaching and who came the revised version teaching? We can see that. We're able to see that, analyze that, and prosecute the as we go. Excuse my French. But prosecute, we are going to do some prosecution by studying something that we didn't know anything about and thinking that there's a mystery to God. God, the mysteries of God start with the language and nation of people who say this is God. I'm coming out of the Mason book. Do you understand what they just said? The mysteries of God start with the language and the nation of people who say this is God.
Right.
Now, the reason they all look the same, and but they teach different, is because it spread it through Egypt, India, Persia, Greek, Rome, Gaul, and Britain. They took up these mysteries of Imhotep, the belief of what Imhotep said, and these what these mysteries said. And when we see where these mysteries become known as the ecclesiastic, which is the priesthood, the keeper of these mysteries. Now, out of the mysteries, they start calling it Kabbalahism, the Jewish Kabbalah. Now, they held the power over teaching. This old teaching that Imhotep started about Hayah, Amenya, where you come from, you didn't come from here. The old ancient teaching, these people held tight to it. These people passed it on to the Germanic race of people. And when the Germanic race of people got a hold to it, then it became Christianity. When the Arabs and Persia got a hold to the doctrine, which produces the which Ishmael's children, well, it became Islam. The teaching, and it became a secret. The secret to those teachings was the people that bear the name Muhammad, then some bear the name of Ali, and different sects, six, seven different sectors that go off in of how the teaching got turned around from one teaching to the other teaching. Out of the Kabbalahism teaching of the Zohar, the Talmud, Christianity came into existence. So when Christianity came into existence, the teaching got up under the Masonic and secret order of Gnosticism. And that's where the key lies right now, to understand Christianity. And we can see that when it came up under these Germanic tribes, which was the Gauls was the first one that became Christian, these 12 Germanic tribes. It was 10 when they became Christians. We can see what the present day teaching and is the same as this teaching, and where God come from. See, God, each nation of people has their own God. God was created by a man. God did not create man. Now, that's teaching there is what is called what? Backwards teaching, Brother Drew? See, See, it's what's in, see, the belief of Christianity is completely backwards from the belief of the truth. If you're good at opposites, you just go opposite of what you've been taught, and that's the truth. See, you can see that with Gnostic teaching. The church teaching, the Christianity teaching is up under Gnostic teaching. And how you know that is because it was started by their belief. This is their belief, a school of thoughts, the Gnostic. You can go in the Bible at Acts, the 8th chapter of Acts, the 9th, 10th, through the 11th verse, Acts the 13th, the 6th, and the 12th, and you will read about a man. Idea of the man, Jugna, is the founder of Gnosticism, a Jew commonly known as Simon Mangus, was not only a Kabbalist mystic, but a magician who, with a band of Jews, including his master, Dumasi, and his disciple, instituted a priesthood of the mysteries and practiced occult art and exorcism. It was this Simon of whom you read in the Acts of the Apostle that he had bewitched the people of Samaria, given out that which himself was some great one to whom they all gave the greatest saying, this man is the power of God who sought it to purchase the power of the hands with money. Simon indeed, this is the Simon Mangus that you read about in the book of Acts. That was Paul, him and Paul was believed the same way. So you can see where Christianity fell completely away from the original teaching. And when Christianity fell completely away from the original teaching of the ancient mysteries and went into Gnosticism up under the teaching of the Germanic race of people, which started with the Gauls, the Danes, the Franks, and which is the present-day teaching of the people called themselves America, who is their descendants, who is their children. These people wasn't Americans. What was they before they became America? May 1st, 1776. It's when they became Americans. These people was Anglo-Saxons before they became America. They were children of Magog. They was tribal name. They was the original Jutes, the Saxons, and the Angel that lived in the Britain that came over across the water. They came over here. That's who these people are. That's who your school and everything is up under. See, you read about a man in the book of Acts. You read about a man with a surname Bar Jesus. Bar in Hebrew means son of Jesus, otherwise known as Elam the Sorcerer. Opposed the teaching of Paul and brought to himself and said, told Paul, you the child of the devil. That ain't the teaching of the original people. He told Paul that. This is in your Bible about Paul Jesus. Told you about Paul's teaching. Well, Christianity in the United States of America is called Angelic Gospel Christian Epistle Teaching of the Paulinian Church up under the High Church, Low Church, Broad Church doctrine of the Apostate Creed, the Nicene Creed, the Tertullian Creed, with 450 different denominations. Now, Brother Drew, we got a problem now.
All right.
This is where, in 2018, this teaching, this false teaching, has produced what I just said. And it has produced these fools that pray to just be praying, and it ain't no such thing as a God. But there is a system, a Masonic system, that was put into play way before you and I was born, Brother Drew. But it said that it would come a time period where we wouldn't be fooled no more. Now, when we were little bitty boys, we didn't know nothing about this, Brother Drew. But now we old men.
Uh-huh.
And we know what the hell we're talking about. So I know that I had went on a quest. I wanted to know where God came from. You know, as a little kid, you ask a lot of damn questions. Well, I went out on a search and found who God was. And if you know who self is, then all of these signs and symbols and all of the strange names that you've been put up under that keep you away from understanding self is know thyself. Know who you are and how you come into existence. This was the original teaching. And everybody knew that. Everybody knew why they come into existence, and everybody knew how to be in existence and live. And when I say live, I mean be healthy. Because everybody used to eat right, Brother Drew. Once upon a time, when we go back into earth, and see, we got records of people living 200, 300, 400, 500 years old. We got records of that. So these people ate a certain food. We know the food right now that they ate. They had a certain custom. They had a certain belief. They had a certain belief system. These people showed you that if you had this same belief system, common sense tell me and you, Brother Drew, you live forever. You have everlasting life. Common sense tell us that. But it had to take a whole lot of people to come into existence to understand at a certain period of time everything was dealt with by what you eat here. And when things get imbalanced, everything will destroy itself. This place is so designed that when it gets overweight, overbound, this planet here will destruct itself. Not kill everybody all, but leave another pitiful few nation of people here, or people here in existence, will come back and repopulate this planet again. people that are born back is born back with a mind of old ancient times, because you would have be on the same, everybody be same. You would do everything the same. It's just like if you feed this body, this system, your body, the same thing, the same portion, the same way, at a certain time, you live forever, Brother Drew. You don't have no diseases and stuff. If you eat the correct food that you supposed to eat, you have no diseases.
Uh-huh.
You have no problems if you eat the correct food in season, the correct way. In season, this is what our ancestors did. This is why you see that we discussing the mysteries of God. See, why God is a mystery is you not able to see what we talking about. But common sense tell us that. And see, common sense in 2018 tell us a whole lot of stuff when it comes to our body, what we supposed to consume and what we not supposed to consume. You have many scriptures in the Bible tell you, do not remove the ancient landmarks. Go back to the ancient of days. Go back to the ancient ways. Everything began with the ancient. Well, everything beginning with the ancient means we have to ask ourselves and know, what did the ancient do? And we can see that when we go back to ancient ways, and some of us was born in ancient times, Brother Drew, you and I just so happened to be born in ancient times. And
uh-huh.
We was born and raised, and we was grown men in ancient time before it got to be modern day time. And modern day time became good time, and when good time became what it is in today's society, everything goes time. So you and I done lived in these worlds as we speak. We got plenty of experience in all of these worlds I just named off that you and I done lived in, and common sense tell you and I the world that we was raised in is 100% better than the world that we live in now. Me and you know this for a fact. This ain't no hearsay. Somebody told me, or they say. We were better off in what we call old-fashioned ways and time than what we are right now in what is called sophisticated slavery time. You call that old shit that we was in where we had our own communities, everything a white boy had, we had, because we couldn't go to his. So we had what he had. We had cleaners, we had washeterias, we had service stations, we had funeral homes, we had our own baseball park. They talk about making 19 of June a holiday.
Uh-huh.
When I was a child, it was a holiday. Ain't now Crocker in Crockett, Texas, on the 19th of June, that owned a business in Crockett, Texas, didn't let his workers off to go to the Juneteenth celebration for the colored people at Slugger Park. Northcutt would donate a whole steer And Knox would give two hogs to my dad at the barbecue. Free. For the white folks, old Dr. Dean would give, that owned the Coca-Cola plant, would give the free soda water away. That was every 19th of June in Crockett, Texas, homeboy. It was already a holiday.
Uh-huh.
When I grew up, it ain't a holiday now because shit, you don't even know nothing about it. You don't even know anything about it. You just not coming into the knowledge of the 19th of June. How did that celebration die down when the two biggest celebrations was one on 19th of June and May Day, May the 1st? No, we went to school, but school was out. They had barbecue, baseball games. We performed in the socials. Did nobody work? Did nobody go to school on May Day? You don't even know what May Day is.
I heard it, but I don't know what it is.
And guess what? Both black and white schools were shut down on May Day. That's an old pagan German holiday. Google May Day.
Uh-huh.
Well, May Day, May Day, May Day. May Day is an old pagan Jewish god, man. And on May Day, they built a bonfire and hung niggas' heads out on those damn, what kind of tree that was? I slipped my mind of what kind of tree they were. I got pictures of that stuff, man. Shit, in the book. Where they made a bonfire. And here you is at a football game and and we got to have a bonfire. And they started killing folks at the bonfire. Now, they don't have them like they used to when we were coming up.
Right.
Every time we played a football game, we had a bonfire and we would make us dummies and stuff of the opposite people and burn them. We didn't even know what kind of old ritual we was
burning yourself.
that's where they used to do niggas. I mean, it's pitiful, man, how stupid that we've been for lack of knowledge. But it was supposed to happen another way because we've been genocized. When you don't understand genocision, you can't understand it. You could never understand it because everything came through a Masonic order. Why I could read the protocol and the two books that's in control of the world now is the Protocol of Learning Elder Zion and the King James 1881 Revised Version of the Truth. Those two books is what's happening right now, all the way up until Donald Trump. What Donald Trump doing right now is already written in these books. They just only acting them out. You got to know where to find them. See, the key to everything is ask yourself a question and go solve it from. Donald Trump was not the elected president. He was the appointed president. Meaning somebody appointed him. Who was the person he was appointed by? That's who he get his orders from. He would never have went and fired no missiles or anything. He don't even go doo-doo without getting orders to go when to go doo-doo. You had to understand the system. He is not, he's the appointed president. Somebody appointed him. Now, go find out who appointed. See, I know who appointed him. But I want you to go find out who appointed him. But you first had to know how to think. See, it's a correct way of thinking, Brother Drew, on a situation, especially one when it becomes a crisis. You have to analytically think. You have to think. Start asking questions. That's what a good initiate would do. But if you've been taught that God is going to show you the way, that's opposite to the truth. God can't show you shit.
Right.
And you can pray to God. You can ask God this and shit. God don't hear you. How the hell God going to hear you? You over here and he crossed the water. I think it's right at 2,000 miles from shore to shore to go across. It's 2,000 miles, and all the gods is buried and dead over there. There ain't now one of y'all's gods buried and dead over there. It's a funny thing, Brother Drew. Out of all the gods over there, the people know where their tomb is, all but one, Jesus and Abraham. Don't nobody know, ain't nobody never heard of them. All the pharaohs, you can see them, all the gods, Buddha, all the Tao, Yin Yin Yang, Confucius, all the great gods that's over there that the people worship today as God of the universe, and that's who made everybody and every people, these gods and they people. They can show the tomb of their God, but Jesus and Abraham and the people that comes into Christianity, where is they proof? Brother Drew, where is they proof?
Right.
Everybody know where they gods is buried, all but the Christians. And see, when we study what Imhotep first taught, and if you ever studied Egyptology, you know what Imhotep taught, the knowledge of Osiris and the story of Osiris. Now, you have to read that story with understanding. You had to understand when you read that Egyptian story, you had to understand what it was saying. You know, you had to read it with understanding, and where did it come from? And see when you read it like that, then you have a better, because each one of those things was symbolic. You had to get you a good Egyptianology. I tell you what, better yet, Brother Drew, better yet, go down there and get that. I forgot. I just picked it up. Go down and get that Masonic book. The Masons, they master degree book. Ask Quete for it. They got it. That's on page 5 and 7. They'll tell you what I'm telling you now about the mysteries of God and stuff. But Brother Drew, when we understand all of this stuff, maybe we can go forward to. But I wanted to touch down on that. The ancient mysteries, you had to understand it. And if you can really see, you got the mysteries of Osiris and Isaac. You got the Eleusinian mysteries. You got the Delphite mysteries. You got the Burma of India mysteries. You got Mithra of Persia. You got Bacchus of Greek. You got Baal of the Chaldees. You got Balus of the Gauls, you got Baldwin of the Scandinavian, Adonis of the Phoenician, Adonai of the Jews. All of these are different. See, I just named off all these mysteries, Brother Drew, that has some of the teaching of the ancient, but has strayed away for their benefit. And you had to understand that what the teacher, Christianity is the worst one, and no ifs, ands about it. Ain't no attack, just facts. I mean, common sense tell us that, Brother Drew.
Right.
Common sense. Common sense tell us that. You don't have to be no rocket scientist. All you have to do is just read and understand what you're reading. And people that done travel with us and travel as far as we got, and you got these books and stuff, only going over what's in some of these, some people that's listening, and I know all of my students, they got this book that I'm coming out of. We explaining how it was. I mean, the stories in the Bible, the stories in the Quran, the stories in the Tanakh, the stories in the Talmud. And where these stories come from? It comes from a nation of people called Yehuda. And Yehuda, when they mix their seed with other nation of people, and they were never supposed to mix their seed with other nation of people, when they did that, they become Yasharal. And when they did that in this language, they became Israel, which stands for Isaac, Raw, and El, meaning that this Yehuda over here, the majority of them had started hanging out with these three gods and started a nation of people. And when they started a nation of people that had these three different beliefs, because they in a marriage with each other, this one marrying this one, this is out of these three, Isaac, Raw, and El, and they you made what is known as the Israelites. Then they become Hebrew Israelites. All due from them worshiping other people's gods and having children by those people. You understand? Just like the mama's a Muslim, the daddy is a Christian.
Right.
You have a baby, he starts something else. It's just as simple as that. That's how the Yehudas became Yasharal. Now, the key to that is that Israel had 10 kings. They was a kingdom. They became a kingdom, a wicked-ass kingdom. You had to understand. Whatever. Yehuda, Judah, which you call Judah in this name, Yehuda, they had 21 kings that Saul versus 19. This kingdom fell 2 years before Yehuda's kingdom fell. And how they fell and what they fell and what is their history. You just had to know how to understand see, nobody explained to you like the baby understand how I'm explaining it now, Brother Drew, how I know I taught some babies named Little Drews. they ain't little Jews now. They got babies. It's all of them got babies now, huh?
Yeah, every last one of them.
You showing up, Grandpa, now, huh?
Oh, man. Yep.
I taught them when they were babies. And now they got babies. So
yep.
I learned how to put it over a period of years where the baby, you can't tell me I'm talking over your goddamn head. I know babies that has understood what I said. So I'm not talking over your head. We're just getting a better understanding of what we've been taught and what we've been believing. Because, see, a lot of people believe in the resurrection. And you had to understand what did Emotip teach? He taught resurrection, taught the Trinity. He taught the Messiah. He was talking about himself. Through signs and symbols, you had to. You, if you wasn't initiated into the esoteric part of the knowledge, then you wouldn't understand. Excuse me. In this Mason book, it said that you had to understand both the esoteric side and the side. You had to understand, and you had to be initiated into both sides. You just didn't fall into the knowledge. And each of the ancient times, Brother Drew, the knowledge was taught word of mouth. See, what they got wrote down here in this book that I told you to go by, as far as the 50s, Brother Drew,
uh-huh.
If this could not talk what we talking out of this book was not, you couldn't, if you was a bookstore, you could not buy this book. You had to be a registered Masonic lodge, and you had to be a master mason to own this damn book. But you can go buy it in the bookstore now. But at one time, they would key you behind this stuff. They would key you graveyard dead behind this book that you can go buy. And this was in the 50s. This is when I was a little boy. The white boys would kill you behind this book. Very few black people that were Mason had this book. I got it because my great-great-grandpa on my mama's side is an Ashkenazi Jew. Who put the book out. And I got his book. I got it right now that I'm coming out of. His book that he gave to daddy to give to me when I got a certain age. I got the book. I gave it to Asha. I gave it to Andre. I got the original book. It's got a 1930 something in it. I've got the of this book of this knowledge where you used to couldn't get this knowledge. You get killed behind this knowledge. This is how strong this order was at one time. But now, it ain't no secret. Why it ain't no secret? Because out of these societies right here, came other secret societies that's ruling the world and the cities, and you up under right now as we speak, up under city government and stuff. You got other societies that came out of these societies that's putting pressure on your butt right now. So that's They don't give a jump's damn about you knowing this here in 2018, because what they said that they was going to do, you knowing this has no advantage to you, because you're completely genocide up under what they called three ruffians. And in that book, it tells you how the three ruffians work. And they tell you that any nation of people that is put up under this gospel, that after 450 years, you had completely assimilated into them. They didn't have to hide shit from you no more. They didn't have no, they already had you. And when it would hit your gene pool and become hereditary genetic traits, then they didn't worry about you no more, because how they had designed you to be, you would be that until you make yourself extinct. This is what the three ruffians is. That's on page 27 in this book. Tells you, and they tell you that, and they would hit a blow in your head and destroy your liberty. They put a blow at the throat and take away your language. And then they stab you in the heart and take away your freedom and conscience of who you are. The blow on the brain, they say, is the seat of thought. They teach you their school of thoughts. You become them. You become completely ignorant priesthood and a governanthood, which is kingship. You be completely ignorant of high work. And after 450 years, they would master you. Well, they got some people they call the emancipated slaves. It's coming up on the 460 years of over here, of history. And we can see, Brother Drew, how our grandchildren have assimilated into being a white person, even talking like him, that when we came along. You can already see that. Some has assimilated more than others. I can say this, if that child was raised as a Nation of Islam or Muslim, different child. If that child is raised as a Hebrew Israelite or Ephi, a different child. But he had to be raised another way. Very few switched over to that way, especially after 1975. For me, I can look in history and say, after 1975, when the old man died, Brother Drew, there wasn't no more coming out of America. See,
right.
The coming out of America, the Exodus, was started in 1932 with the Nation of Islam. You see, black folks left Christianity. 1960 with Benjamin and the Hebrew Israelite, they left. And so the Ephi came in, and people got knowledge, and by the 5 percenters, and by 1975, when the old man died, one number of people coming out of America, not now. You see, those people that came out of America, the belief, and even changed their name. So you can see that Exodus, but you ain't going to never see that Exodus no more, because what's behind us that's born after 1970 completely assimilated. This is because we didn't understand what this is, but we understand it now. So I say Shema Yahweh, Yah Abin Yah Ika Kamariya. Until next week, Shalom Haki.